Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, which he rewrites in the style of a well-known composer. We get a listener on the line who tries to guess the name of the hidden tune and the name of the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Eric Ebengay is on the line, not from his hometown, but from a hotel room in Nashville, Tennessee. Eric, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Thanks, Fred.
Why are you in a hotel room in Nashville?
Oh, I'm in a hotel room in Nashville because I am on the Les Mis tour, the national tour of Les Mis.
National tour of the musical, Les Miserables.
That is correct.
And what do you do with the tour?
I am the associate conductor, so I conduct the show a week or so, and then I also play key one.
Nice. Keyboards in the pit, or you're conducting. Do you have a favorite musical moment in Les Mis?
As a matter of fact, I do. It's right at the end when Valjean is about ready to die, and alone at the end of the day, etc. That's a lovely part of the show.
Are you telling me he dies at the end? Oh,
yeah,
no.
A few people die in the show.
Well, that's great, Eric. So music is obviously a huge part of your life, day in and day out.
That's true, yeah.
Well, a piano puzzler is about to be part of your life, too. Bruce will play this.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. Bruce will play this for you. I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck, we can brainstorm on this together, okay?
Okay, I may rely on that.
Okay, Eric, here is Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Recognize anything
right
in there?
I think I'm on the right track here. So it sounds like I'm hearing a little If I Loved You from Carousel. Is that?
That's correct.
Wow. Right.
Yep.
Nicely done.
All right, good. Yes, wow. So are we looking at Debussy, perhaps, or Ravel?
Well, one of the two. You better pick one.
Okay. Okay, I pick Debussy.
Ravel's better.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the only reason it's definitely Ravel is that it uses a lot of quotes from his sonatine. It has a lot of the gestures are directly from that particular piece, especially this one. But yes, so you got a lot there, right, Fred?
Yeah, so we're talking about the two main impressionist composers, French composers of the early 20th century, Claude Debussy and Maurice Ravel, who share some characteristics, but in this case, you're quoting from a piece by Ravel, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
The Sonatine by Ravel. And Eric, you named the tune so quickly. You're touring now with Les Mis. Have you performed Carousel?
Yes, I was working at a school once, and we did Carousel.
So you knew it as soon as you heard it, that song, If I Loved You.
Yeah, right.
All right, well, now that we know, Eric, you nailed this so quickly, If I Loved You, the song from Carousel, in the style of Maurice Ravel. Bruce, can we hear this one more time?
I guess so, yeah.
That great song from the musical Carousel, If I Loved You, rewritten in the style of Maurice Ravel with a lot of quotes from the Sonatine for Solo Piano by Maurice Ravel. This week's Piano Puzzler by Bruce Adolf and Eric Ebengay. You nailed it. You got the tune, you got the composer. Nicely done.
Thanks so much.
Eric, you're on tour right now with the national touring show Les Mis, Les Miserables. And I asked you before if you had a favorite musical moment. You said yes. I don't know if you can give me an honest answer, but this is just between you and me and a million people listening to the Piano Puzzler. Do you ever get tired of doing the same show 8 times a week?
No.
That's all I need to hear. Just the way you said it tells me everything I need to know.
No, it's all good. I love it.
Eric Ebengay, currently on the road, touring with Les Mis, currently in Nashville, Tennessee. But you make your home in New York City, yes?
That's right.
The musical capital of the world. Eric Ebengay, thank you so much for joining us for this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you so much.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.